Tony, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks for doing this. Look, this has raised a bit of a crap storm in San Diego. I mean, I'll just ask you, one, what do you have a bigger issue with? Fernando Tatis swinging away or the way this was handled?
I have a bigger issue with the way it was handled. Okay. I don't have... Let me rephrase how I'm going to say it. I think it's a much to do about nothing, and here's why I say that. Fernando is doing what 21-year-old phenom would do. He took a 3-0 pitch that actually wasn't down the middle. It was like middle away, and he stayed on it and hit it out to right field. And you know, he knows, and we know, as being around the clubhouse and having played this game, there's going to be a wide range of opinions of whether it was right or wrong, or there's some guys who are indifferent about it. And that's just kind of the nature of the thing. I think we on the outside are making much more of this whole situation than those guys who are actually in the clubhouse.
Tony, do you think the relationship between Fernando Tatis Jr. and the manager is bad? Is it good? Or is it, like you said, it doesn't really matter? It's not that big of a deal.
I think their relationship is good. I think they are – all those guys really in that clubhouse are still getting to know Jace. He's in his first year as the manager here in San Diego. So I don't think the schism is what it actually is. I think we're making – a much bigger deal of it. And it's really two different conversations going on, right? You have the unwritten rules. You have swinging 3-0 or whether you shouldn't be swinging 3-0 up 7. And then I think it only magnified it, the mere fact that they end up throwing at Machado. Mm-hmm. And Woodward has, says that he doesn't like it. I think ultimately those same things could have taken place, and if you don't have Machado thrown at, you don't have Woodward say that he didn't like it, there still was somewhat, at least from my understanding, there's still, the lesson was, hey, I gave you the take. Now, I might have been wrong in this situation because you actually hit the ball out the ballpark, but ultimately when you get into late in the season, the Padres want to beat one of those teams. Missed signs can come back to haunt you, and in this case, it didn't. I mean, in this case, it wasn't a big lead. I think that might have been the lesson that Jace was speaking of last night when he said there was a lesson learned. And I think it – and mind you, at that time, he hadn't heard what Chris Woodward had said. So I think we're making a much bigger deal about it on the outside than they are in it.
Tony, let's talk about the player, Tatis Jr. Is there anything he needs to work on that you see that – whatever that is, defensively, base running, controlling the strike zone, do you see any of that he needs to work on?
Yeah, you know what? The one thing I thought he had to work on coming into the season was his infield defense and really his throwing. He has an unbelievable arm, but listen, when you're that athletic and you're getting to balls that most people don't, you think you can make every play, and sometimes he had a tendency to, instead of eating the ball and not throwing it, throwing it and it getting away. But Bobby Dickerson, who has joined the staff, has really cleaned up his footwork. And so I guess to answer your question, there isn't really much that he needs to work on. I think as he gets more at-bats under his belt, he's going to be able to get into counts more often that he wants. But he's doing pretty fine. He's doing pretty well with what he's got right now.
Tony, look, we've talked about what a great player Tatis Jr. is, but this is a really good team. What has to continue to go their way this year? Like, when you look at this team, understanding the playoff structure is all out of whack this year. What do you see when you look at this team? Like, could they turn this year into something meaningful?
I think what we're learning here in this breakneck pace of a season that we have is that there's a whole lot of variables that we just can't account for. And this Padre team came into the season with the mindset that they were going to keep games, they were going to be able to score some runs, keep teams at bay with their starting pitching and their really good bullpen. Now, as the season has played out, this bullpen has really struggled. I mean, This ball club sits at 500. If the bullpen was as good as thought, this team could be sitting at the top of the division, but it has faltered. And if there's one thing that they're going to need to go right, especially now with Kirby Yates looking like he might be done for the rest of the season, you already are missing the young kid Munoz for the season. They're going to need some guys to step up. Emilio Pagan, who they acquired in trade, has not pitched well. I think the Padres still believe he'll turn that around. But for me, it really boils down to the starting pitching remaining where it is and the bullpen really taking a big step forward. And listen, they're at 500 despite that right now.